أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained the obstacles and the test that a person meets when he wants to go to reach Allah Ta'ala, on his way to Allah Ta'ala. And in yesterday's discussion was the difficult and hard conditions which come on a person and which come on every person. Sometimes difficult, hard conditions come, so much so that even on the Anbiya alayhimus salam and the Awliya also, rahimahumullah, hard and difficult conditions. And the gist of that was that even in those conditions, a person must be obedient to Allah and His Rasul. Though his heart is in a turmoil, but he must fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains, when good conditions come onto a person, then also he must not be overtaken by them and forget the commandments of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many a times when a person enjoys splendid health, lot of money, free time, then he gets involved in lot of wrong things. At that time also he must be conscious of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And here Allah explains three things which cause that. Normally, that is our spouses. If a person is very, very happy with his wife, our children and our wealth. In those conditions also a person easily slips. So Allah Ta'ala warns us of those conditions as well. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, e iman walu, O people of iman, be conscious of this also and don't become a target of losing focus and losing sight and reaching Allah Ta'ala. Remember, inna min azwajikum wa auladikum aduwwan lakum. Tumhari baaz jore aur aulad dushman hai tumhari. Some of your spouses and some of your children are actually your enemies. فَحَذَرُوهُمْ, so be on your guard. They have been regarded enemies in the case a person wants to reach Allah Ta'ala. He's on his road and these people are distracting from them. They make him do things, the spouses, that they would not to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. We find this, like for example, the wife wants to go in parda, but the husband doesn't want to allow it. Or the husband wants to keep a beard and the wife does not want to allow it. So Allah has termed this as they are your enemies. They are deterring you from the path of Allah Ta'ala. Also, our children, they want to become Hafiz Alim, for example, but we turn them away from that and we give them other education. So this has been termed as enmity by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, be on your guard. Do not be overtaken by your love for them and you break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Keep the laws of Allah Ta'ala in front and fulfill the laws of Allah. But when they do show this enmity, they go against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Now how to handle that situation? It doesn't mean, na'uzu billah, you go and give talaq and divorce, or you start fighting, hitting, etc., and forcing the other person. Allah says, وَإِن تَعْفُوا, or agar maaf karo, if you forgive them, وَتَصْفَحُوا, or dar guzar karo, and overlook them, وَتَغْفِرُوا, or bakhsho, and forgive them for that. And in other words, use a kind and diplomatic way of winning them over. When they are opposing you, you want to go for namaz, and the wife doesn't want to allow you, for example. Or you not allowing her to make namaz. Whatever it might be, these handled situations must be handled with kindness, with overlooking, and with a lot of forbearance. Then you will win at the end. But if you want to use an iron fist way, and you want to force your way, then in that case you will lose. You will lose materially also, and spiritually also. And remember, if you will treat it in the right way, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. To Allah hai bakhshne wala meherban. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful and most kind. So you also learn to overlook and also show kindness and compassion. In that way you will win your partner over. And both of you now will be going on one track, will be moving forward. Otherwise you will be pulling in different directions and that will be very unhealthy and it won't serve any purpose. And then Allah Ta'ala reminds us again of this in a different way. Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. Tumhari maal aur tumhari aulad yahi hai jaanchne ko. Your wealth and your children, these are great trials and tribulation tests for you. Because in wealth, a person, for example, he doesn't want to give zakat, especially if he's very wealthy and his zakat is coming out to 100,000 rand, 1,000,000 rand, he feels, I must give so much away, he finds it hard. Or to spend in good causes. Wealth makes a person also, it is possible, it may take him off the track also. And so Allah Ta'ala warns us that your wealth is a great trial. Wa auladukum, and your children also. In the love of children, a person does a lot of wrong things also. For example, you went shopping, the child wants a toy or wants some clothing in which there is a murat in it. Something which is not permitted, or some musical tone in the toy or in the shoes, etc. Now, in the love of the child, you buy it for him. And you don't look at the command of Allah Ta'ala. So children are also a great test and try. They demand lot from the parents and lot of wrong things. They want to go in wrong company. They want to spend their time at wrong places. And for parents to control them, when they have the love of the children in their heart, this is also a great test and trial. So Allah Ta'ala warns us of these two great tests and trials, your wealth and your children. Wallahu indahu ajrun azim. Aur Allah jo hai, uske paas hai thawab bara. And your great rewards is by Allah Ta'ala. Your child cannot reward you. You're making your children happy, at the end you're also going to suffer the consequences. And they also going to suffer the consequences. And if you'll make Allah happy, you will be happy, they will be also happy at the end. So how to train our children? The proper Islamic upbringing, that is also very important, to bring them up in the correct way, so that they obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and in there lies our eternal, and finally, our eventual success and happiness lies in obeying the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So in these ayat, Allah has explained to us, bad conditions will come on a person, good conditions will come. In all that, the solution is, look at the commandments of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and please Allah and His Rasul, and then you will have passed these tests successfully.